right. My closet is the door to hell.
The necropolis. A porthole to the necropolis. It had to be on the south side of the apartment.
Get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme is heaven and hell as we prepare for next week's Halloween Spectacular show. We began the last set with Sexu Roba and Heavenly Bodies and an extensive excerpt from Richard Dawkins reading a passage from one of his books about religion and atheism. And then we heard from Sonny Landreth, Hell at Home, and some great electric slide guitar playing. Billie Holiday with an oldie but a goodie, as longtime Bleeding Heart Show host Alexandra Kittle briefly stated, announced that, yes, an oldie but a goodie from Billie Holiday, For Heaven's Sake was the name of that song. And then another genre jump over to Run DMC and Raisin' Hell. Adrian Ballou followed that with Heaven's Bell. And Hazy Dixie, a very cool cover version of AC/DC's Hell's Bells. I absolutely love the bike bell at the beginning instead of that ominous church bell like sound on Back in Black. And then, as we did through that whole set, going from a song about heaven to a song about hell, yes, after Hell's Bells, we heard Kiss and Heaven's on Fire. An exceptionally rocking song. That's so when I go out running, usually 5 miles along through the Tufts campus and along particularly the Mystic River Reservation over in Medford and Arlington a bit too. Well, I have these relatively inexpensive music players by Sansa Clips and Zips. And the thing I love about them is they're lightweight and they can take a fair amount of abuse, like going running in the rain and sweating, although I've come to try to protect them as much as I can because they do break. They do break with that. But I have playlists and I've got fave playlists as well as album-based playlists. And a lot of my shows actually kind of get worked out in my head a bit while I'm out running. Not an extensive bit, but ideas. And in any case, that Heaven's on Fire by Kiss is definitely in my fave Kiss playlist. We really have been having some of the most beautiful days of the year recently here. These October days and the maple trees exploding in color. And if you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is a great time to go outside and walk and run. As I mentioned, the Mystic River Reservation. It's so close by, and it's a park with a river and birds and squirrels and fresh air. So use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors and the fresh fall air. Reduce stress and improve your health. Yes, autumn is a great time to go outside and walk. And this has been a public service message from people who care. Your friends here at WMFO in Medford, who also are asking you once again this hour to consider making a donation to keep our station going with new wires from mic 4 to the input jack instead of just the cut, stripped, colored wires currently in front of me. Yes, thank you for your support. Donate.wmfo.org. Well, we've got about 45 minutes before Chase will be coming in here with a time tunnel. Rhythm and blues, soul, funk, disco music, dance music, and the jazz interlude in the second hour. So I'm going to begin the next set, and it's a rather long set and more zigging and zagging genre-wise and alternating between songs about heaven and songs about hell. And we're going to start off with a song by one of my four top musical heroes, Esquivel, the Mexican band leader and composer and arranger and piano player. And just in case you didn't know, my other three are Brian Eno and Wendy Carlos. Well, I consider them co-inventors of ambient music. And then the other is Les Paul, the musician and inventor. And I've certainly got many more musical heroes beyond that. Certainly coming in 4 and 5, Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Page. But yeah, the top four, Esquivel, Brian Eno, Wendy Carlos, and Les Paul. And here is Esquivel and My Blue Heaven on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage.
Boys and girls sleeping on the beach side by side, unchaperoned. Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
The only way to get the ratings up is if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Oh, and wouldn't you know it, I have a whole bag of tricks over there to play with that we haven't even explored yet.
Stresses me out. This is a great stress relief.
The devil in Hades, we're told, was chained and for 1,000 years remained. He did not grumble, nor did he groan, but determined to make a hell of his own where he could torture the souls of men without being chained in that prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had on hand anything left when he made the land. The Lord said, "Yes, I had lots on hand, but I left it down on the Rio Grande." So the devil went down and he looked at the stuff and said, if it comes as a gift, he'd be stuck. For after examining it carefully and well, he found it was too dry for hell. So, in order to get it off in his hands, the Lord promised the devil to water the land. For he had some water, or rather some dregs that smelled just like a case of bad eggs. So the deal was made, and the deed was given, and the Lord went back to his home in heaven. "Now," says the devil, "I have all that's needed to make a good hell." And hence he succeeded. He puts thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads and scattered tarantulas along the road. He gave spiral springs to the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede. And all will be mavericks unless they bore thorns and scratches and bites by the score. The sandbirds prevail, and so do the ants. And those who sit down needs half-soles on their pants. The heat in the summer is 110. Too hot for the devil. Too hot for men. Oh, the wild boar roams the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place he's got for hell. The red pepper grows on the banks of the brooks. The Mexicans use them in all that they cook. Just dine with a Mexican and then you'll shout, I got hell on the inside as well as the out.
Dust collects up here in this one year.
Yeah, I guess I always seem to miss the attic when I clean. Now, where did they put those ornaments? Oh. Hey, honey, look what I found.
What is it?
It's the box where I put our picture albums. You were so thin when we were first married.
Yeah, well, I guess I have gained a little, haven't I?
Well, yeah. But that just means there's more of you for me to love. Oh, those for sure.
You know, I have to admit it. There were a few times when I thought I might lose you.
I'll never forget what you whispered to me while I was at the hospital. You said, no matter what happens, I meant what I said on a wedding day. I'll be by your side until God takes us home.
You know, aside from salvation, you're the greatest gift God's ever given me.
One man for one woman for life.
The major events in history that are foundational to the Bible's important messages. This has been a message from Answers in Genesis at AnswersRadio.com.
God, that was really beautiful.
Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something.
You've got it stuck in your brain that I murdered somebody.
What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here.
Nereng menkergu ergu champo.
Daylight reveals more of this shrine, where a myth is perpetuated that a virgin who gave birth, Christ's mother Mary, appeared here once to an impressionable, and I do mean impressionable, young girl. The faithful make the pilgrimage here because they believe that terrible afflictions can be cured by dragging their poor bodies up to a pool of water where the Virgin Mary made her miraculous appearance. In reality, they're probably more likely to catch something from the thousands of other pilgrims who've wallowed in the same water.
Is it something that Catholics feel they ought to do in their life, rather like Muslims going on the Hajj to Mecca?
Well, yes, but you don't have to be Catholic to do it. I mean, any religion can come, because I know quite a few people who are not Catholics at all, and they have been.
What are you hoping to get out of it?
Well, I've got a lot out of it. I've got faith, I've got trust, and a belief that there is a person up there stronger than any medical person.
What about the cure, then?
It may seem tough to question these poor, desperate people's faith. But isn't bracing truth better than false hope? What is the evidence for any miracles?
There are actually 66 declared miracles. There are about 2,000 unexplained cures here. But then we would say there are millions of people who have been healed in different ways.
Healed in some sort of mental way, spiritual way
of people who have come to terms with their own particular situation. People who have rediscovered God in their lives again. People who have received a new grace here in the Lord.
So you tend to get about 80,000 per year.
About 80,000 sick pilgrims who come here every year.
That's been going on for more than a century now, about a century and a half.
Yes.
So 80,000 per year, not those 66 have been cured. I'm just, you see what the way I'm thinking. Yeah.
So the hard fact is that over the years with their millions of pilgrims, there have been 66 supposed miracles. Statistically, it adds up to no evidence at all. I can't help remarking that nobody has ever had a miraculous regrowing of a severed leg. The cures are always things that might have got better anyway. People lean on their faith as a crutch, but I fear the comfort it provides is a shallow pretense. And I want to look at how the suspension of disbelief inherent in faith can lead to far more dangerous ideas beyond. Millions of pilgrims, there have been 66 supposed miracles. Statistically, it adds up to no evidence at all. I can't help remarking that Nobody has ever had a miraculous regrowing of a severed leg. The cures are always things that might have got better anyway. People lean on their faith as a crutch, but I fear the comfort it provides is a shallow pretense. And I want to look at how the suspension of disbelief inherent in faith can lead to far more dangerous ideas beyond.
I picked a hell of a day to quit drinking.
Civilized people made. We will simply erase history from the time that machinery and weapons threatened more than they offered. And when you die, the last living reminder of hell will be gone.
I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
Cutting and Bernie.
I'd probably talk about
Cutting and Bernie.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything boys, school.
Cutting and Bernie.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and Burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is heaven and hell. And we've been alternating between songs about heaven and songs about hell. We began this set with one of my biggest musical heroes, the Mexican genius composer, producer, arranger, and somebody who really did well with stereo. Back in the early days, he would have two different orchestras record in different separate rooms so he could control what's on the right and what's on the left of the whole shebang there. And we heard Esquivel leading an orchestra, well, it might have been two, with My Blue Heaven. And I found that on an excellent album of his, Music from a Sparkling Planet. And thanks to DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that album. And then we heard from a cowboy poet, Gene Bernath, Hell in Texas. Frank Zappa, Hog Heaven, along with some more audio clips from the Answers in Genesis website with Young Earth creationist and founder creator of the Creation Museum, Ken Han. A man whose views I think are completely and utterly wrong. But this is a sound collage, and that's what we do. We expose you to ideas that you wouldn't otherwise hear much of. And we followed that with the Armenian Duduk player Jivan Gasparian and Michael Brook collaborating with him. That was a piece called Dark Souls. And we also heard Darwin's Pitbull, Richard Dawkins, talking about the miracles at Lourdes and how there have only been 66 documented miracles there. And all of them have been things that could have, well, as he pointed out, nobody ever grew back a limb. And the odds are just incredibly small compared to all the people who go there. Over the last century, yes. And David Gilmour followed that with This Heaven. And then some real industrial style music with Giverge and Run Like Hell. Well, Chase Carson has made his arrival to the WMFO studios, and he's getting ready to bring you the Time Tunnel promptly at 10 p.m. Funk music, soul music, dance, disco from back in the day, rhythm and blues, and the jazz interlude. And the 11 to midnight hour. So we're going to begin our final set here with a local band, Urban Ambiance, that has, among others, Chuck U involved in that project. And we'll also hear from the Talking Heads and Tangerine Dream and some Wendy Carlos here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage in WMFO in Medford.
Hang on one second, please. Hey, Drew, can you please turn down the TV? I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mom.
Are extraterrestrials mentioned in the Bible? Has Earth ever been visited by aliens? To find the answers to these questions, go to AnswersRadio.com. You've just heard a message from Answers in Genesis.
This is by the Talking Heads, who I feel like I've played on like every playlist for the last like the entire semester. I feel like it's either I'm playing a David Byrne song or a Talking Heads song, which is fine. They fit into all these categories, and they're both great.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And our theme this evening has been heaven and hell as we alternated between songs about heaven and songs about hell. And we've been mixing in a whole bunch of clips from people, including one of my absolute favorite ever WMFO DJs, Alexandra Kittle. And we've also had Richard Dawkins, the scientist and Darwin's pitbull in the mix, along with young earth creationists, fundamentalist Christian Ken Ham, and all around evil person Charles Manson. Last set, we started off with Urban Ambiance and the Evil Twins, Urban Ambiance versus Urban Aliens. Thanks to Chuck Yu for participating in that creation of that, as well as checking in this evening. Follow that with the Talking Heads, and you're listening right now to Tangerine Dream and Chorozon, which is the name of a particular evil devil spirit. We'll be back again next week with a Halloween theme. Surprise! Stay tuned for Chase Carson with the Time Tunnel. Soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. And we're going to switch over a little transition music here with the Cocteau Twins and Heaven or Las Vegas.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.